This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 5 years after the great financial collapse, where are they now? The nonpartisan investigative news organization, the Center for Public Integrity, focused on a handful of former senior people at the now-defunct investment bank Bear Stearns and finds they're now very gainfully employed in other jobs elsewhere in the financial services industry. It's a story that gets to a key question about the penalties, or lack thereof, when Wall Street folks take the sort of risk that might prompt a taxpayer bailout. Allison Fitzgerald is co-author of the piece.
Yeah, no, these guys apparently, you know, were considered rock stars on Wall Street beforehand, and the fact that their company collapsed under their feet didn't really hurt their reputations at all, and they were immediately rehired, or at least within a couple of months, at their former competitors. And they're doing quite well.
But it's almost as if this discussion about people still being gainfully employed on Wall Street 5 years later is parallel to this discussion about financial companies having skin in the game. When they take a risk, they could profit on the upside if it's a good risk and it turns out well. But there are those who argue if it turns out badly, there should be a punishment. You're suggesting that should even happen at the personnel level.
Well, yeah, we do suggest that because it is people who decide what risk to take. It's not a corporate entity. The people are the ones who work there. And many of the lawsuits and investigations focused on the company without taking to task the people involved.
Now, is it all the folks in your story are vigorously denying accusations that they made false statements to federal regulators in a housing agency lawsuit?
At least four of them have been named in that lawsuit. And yeah, they have all denied any accusations.
And no one's been convicted of anything?
No, there's been no conviction of any criminal activity here, so we're not suggesting that.
Now, you did get quite a countervailing quote from Democratic Senator Carl Levin, who said, just because Bear Stearns went out of business doesn't mean everybody who worked for Bear Stearns was incompetent. There's a point there, I guess.
Yeah, he has a good point. And, you know, we're not suggesting that everybody who worked at Bear Stearns is incompetent. But the people in charge of this don't seem to have any consequences and actually have done quite well or better.
The Center for Public Integrity is a nonpartisan, nonprofit investigative news organization. Allison Fitzgerald, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.